For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning to you. I said at a previous broadcast, I get a kick out of saying the days. So happy Tuesday until these air maybe at the wrong day. And then, you know, I'm just gonna laugh with me if that happens, okay? But right now, happy Tuesday. Hope you got started with us yesterday. We're beginning a brand new series. It'll probably take 2 weeks on He Restores My Soul. In the meantime, make sure you're going to the website to register for our ADM, Anna Donahue Ministries, Fall Daytime Retreat, October the 25th, Ormond Plantation, 9 to 5. $40, that will cover a multitude of things. But you're going to have a blast. You'll see women from all over the place there. And we just really have a great time when we learn and we get together and we pray and we talk and we fellowship and we cry and we laugh. We get a lot done in one day. But you join us October the 25th. And you have to go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com to register. All right. Psalm 23:3, He restores my soul. I said yesterday, God's a God of a second chance, our shepherd. The fourth chance, the ninth chance, 29th chance. God's for you. His very heart is to restore you and bring you to Him. And then actually to make you look like Him. But what depletes our soul? I mentioned quite a few things yesterday. I will always have these on my website if you need to upload them to catch up. People can deplete our soul. Busyness, ambition, coveting what you don't have, and so you're striving to always get it. Walking in the flesh, not in the spirit. Not appreciating that the Holy Spirit lives within you, and what was started in you by the Spirit, you can't finish in the flesh. And He's just waiting for you to pull on His resources, on Him. But a depleted soul looks something like this also. You can't read your Bible. In fact, you're just aggravated all the time. And someone will invite you to pray and you'll be like, I don't want to do that. Nothing works. And everything's just on edge when your soul's depleted. You're irritable. It's something's out of alignment. You have no self-control. Your emotions are all out of whack. And you keep saying it's hormones. Well, I want to challenge you on it. Some of it perhaps is. But if your soul's depleted, you have nothing to pull from. You are fried, my friend. Prone to attack. You need your soul restored. You need the good shepherd to pull you away and say, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. Well, what's the definition of restore? To refresh. To revive. And I love this. To repair. Don't you love that? Don't you have some areas you think, God, that needs repaired? Have you ever gone around your house and think, I need that repaired. That's going to take some time to get repaired. I got to get the finances to repair that. So you know what repairing is. Well, the good news for us, we can go to the Father. We can get away from it all and have Him restore us or repair us. But just like with your house, you have to take some time and say, I got to spend, you know, Tuesday afternoon to get that door hinge fixed. You've got to draw away and take some time to get repaired. It didn't happen overnight that you fell prone to having a depleted soul. So don't get upset if overnight you pray one prayer and you're not totally restored. Come on now. You need a lifestyle change. I'm trying to get you into a lifestyle change of Christ first. Perhaps first thing in the morning, which I'll get into all that more toward the end of the week. But to repair, to relieve, restore, definition of restore. To bring a person back to the place of blessing from which he or she departed. Oh, doesn't that sound like fabulous, beautiful, cold ice water to a parched throat? Bring a person back to the place of blessing from which he or she departed. That's what God wants to do for you. He repairs my soul. Psalm 121, 1 through 7. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Thank you, God. The Lord watches over you. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm, and He'll watch over your life. Join me for the rest of the week. Now we're going to get into the steps the Good Shepherd restores our soul. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.